thinking that there's nothing but net when I am in a zone and on a roll. But I got a confession, my own secret obsession, and it's making me lose control.
Everybody gather round.
Well, if Troy can tell his secret, then I can tell mine. I bake. What? I love to bake. Strudel, scones, even apple pandowdy.
Not another sound.
Someday, I hope to make the perfect creme brulee. Legal?
Not another beat.
It's just dancing. Sometimes I think it's cooler than homework.
No, 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 no. Stick to the stuff you know. It is better by far if you sing than they are. Don't mess with this book. No, no. Stick to the status quo.
Listen, well, I'm ready to tell about a need that I cannot deny. Dude, there's no explanation for this.
Wants to be a singer, then I'm coming clean. I play the cello.
Awesome!
What is it?
A song?
No, dude, it's like a giant violin.
Not another word.
Do you have to wear a costume?
Cut and tie.
Hello and welcome to the second week of Englishland Radio. We have had a fantastic week here on the farm. The weather has been beautiful and we have played lots of fantastic activities. Yesterday we played with water and we all got very, very wet. It cooled us down a lot. This week our camp's theme is the presidential elections. We have been learning a lot about the President of America, Barack Obama, and who might be president next year. So, for a moment, Dario is going to explain the presidential election to us.
The American election system is divided in two groups, the Republicans and the Democrats. There are two or more candidates for each group, and after the winner will be one of one group. This year, from each group went out. For the Republican, Donald Trump, who is a millionaire, and he wanted to do a wall, to make a wall, to close away Mexico. And then there's Hillary Clinton from Democrats.
So, when are the elections?
They're in November.
Okay, well, let's keep an eye on the news and see who is going to be the next president. So, this week, Victoria and Greta have chosen some songs for us to listen to. Victoria, what is the first song we'll listen to?
The first song of today is Hello of Adele.
Why do you like this song?
I like this song because I like the voice of Adele.
Do you know anything about Adele?
She has got 28 years old and she is English.
Very good. Okay, so our first song of this broadcast is Hello by Adele.
Don't wanna be an American idiot. the subliminal mind f**k America.
So, that was American Idiot by Green Day. Carlo, one of our younger campers, chose this song because he likes rock and roll music and he likes to shout along. So, next we're going to have an interview between me and Elena. Elena is going to ask me some questions to get to know me.
What is your name?
My name is Chloe.
Where are you from?
I am from Ireland.
What's your favorite animal?
That's a difficult question, Elena. My favorite animals are the rabbit and the giraffe.
Have you got any pets?
Yes, I've got two pets. I have a big dog called Charlie and a small dog called Holly.
What's your favorite food?
That's a tricky question. My favorite food is probably any kind of Mexican food, especially tacos.
What is your favorite hobby?
My favorite hobby is probably writing. I love to read and to write, and maybe one day I will write a book.
Do you like Italy?
Yes, so far I love Italy. The people are kind, the food is great, and the weather is fantastic.
And do you like pizza?
Of course I love pizza. Everybody loves pizza.
What's your favorite sport?
That's a very, very, very difficult question. I think I like rugby, badminton, and tennis.
What is your favorite color?
My favorite color is probably green.
And what is your favorite singer?
My favorite singer is Joanna Newsom.
And your favorite song?
My favorite song is Space Odyssey by David Bowie.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Elena. Thank you for giving me such a lovely interview. Next, with the news from this week, we have one of our younger campers, Pietro. He is going to tell us about what he did this week, what he likes about camp.
Last week we stormed camp. We don't lost of things at camp. My favorite thing to do at camp is radio. I like being a journalist. I like talking about the news and weather. My favorite food at camp is pizza.
Very good, Pietro. It sounds like you're having a fantastic time here at Englishland. So, last week we created some fantastic horoscopes. I hope everybody has had a great week and your horoscopes came true. This week, Sophia has created the horoscopes. She has looked into your future, and now she will tell you if you are going to have a good week or a bad week. Okay, Sophia, how are our weeks going to be? Aquarius, you will have a good week at work. You will fight with your best friend, but don't worry. It's just a mistake. Your lucky color will be blue, and your lucky color and your lucky number will be number 2.
Pisces, you will have a stressful week, but in the weekend, you will have a lot of love by your partner. Your animal will be cat. Your lucky color will be red.
Aries, you will meet someone special. Your lucky color will be light green, and your animal will be the butterfly.
Taurus, this week will be good and you will be positive in the weekend. You will love having fun with your friends. Your song will be Paradise by Coldplay. Your color will be orange and your animal will be the monkey.
Gemini, this week you will be in a good mood. Your song will be Be All Right by Ariana Grande. Your color will be pink and your animal will be the parrot.
Cancer, in this week you will broke up with your partner, so you have to be strong. You can go out with your best friend. Your color will be purple. Your song will be 22 by Taylor Swift.
Leo, this week will be very busy and you will need some relaxation. Your song will be I Feel Better When I'm Dancing by Meghan Trainor. Your color will be yellow and your animal will be the lion.
Virgo, in this week, you will be proud of yourself because you will do something good. Your song will be Up and Up by Coldplay.
Scorpio, this week you will hurt somebody. Your song will be Hello by Adele.
Sagittarius, you will be a good adult, sincere and kind. Your song will be Happy by Pharrell Williams. Your animal will be the giraffe.
Capricorn, you will be happy for the rest of the week because you passed your exams. Okay, everybody, I hope that you all have good weeks. This week, we have some more horse-obsessed girls in this group, especially Gaia. Gaia wants to tell us all about horses, how you take care of them, and how you ride them. Gaia?
Horses are very intelligent, but they can be also impredable. For horse riding, you need to know some rules. Never pass behind a horse because it might kick. If the horse is nervous, don't touch him. When you're giving some food, you need to keep your hand flat with your thumb next to your hand. The rider must dress a particle fashion. They must wear white or black pants, a helmet called cap, a black or red blazer, gloves, and a riding boot. Horses love eating, but if you want to have a horse, you need to know what you can give him. Horses can eat carrots, apples, hay, grass, strawberries, sugar cubes, and stale bread. There are 3 types of horse riding: on English saddle, on American saddle, with gigetta or sulky.
Thank you so much for that, Gaia. What a fascinating look into how horses are taken care of. Our next song is... Our next song is...
I choose this song because I like Ariana Grande and I love her songs.
Okay. So, the song that we are going to listen to is Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars. So this is a great song to dance to sing to, and we've had lots of fun singing this week at camp. So one more time, Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. So they say the subsequent fall was inevitable. They never stood a chance, they were written that way. Innocent victims of their story. Like Romeo and Juliet, 'twas written in the stars before they even met. That love and fate and a touch of stupidity would rob them of the hope of living happily. The endings are often a little bit gory. I wonder why they didn't just change their story. We're told we have to do what we're told, but surely sometimes you have to be a little bit naughty. Just because you find that life's not fair, it doesn't mean that you just have to grin and bear it. If you always take it on the chin and wear it, nothing will change. Even if you're little, you can do a lot. You mustn't let a little thing like little stop you. If you sit around and let them get on top you, might as well be saying you think that it's okay, and that's not right. To make a little bit of mischief.
Of a wall in the creak of a floorboard, a storm can begin with a flap of a wing. The tiniest mite packs the mightiest sting. Every day starts with a tick of a clock. All escapes start with a click of a lock. If you're stuck in your story and want to get out, you don't have to cry, you don't have to shout, 'cause if you're little, you can do a lot. You must let a little thing like little stop you.
That was a bit of an accident, but a happy accident, because that is one of my favorite songs. That is Naughty from Matilda, which I think is quite good because there's always some naughty children in the world. Okay, and it's perfect for theater. So the next section, the next part of our show will be the famous quiz show designed by Elena. So Elena is going to ask our three contestants, Elena 1, Dario, and me, some questions, and we'll see who can get the most correct answers. Okay?
Question number one. How many players are on a volleyball team? A, 4, B, 6, C, 8.
B.
I think 8.
C, 8.
The correct answer is B, 6.
Oh, no.
Question number 2. How many players are on a volleyball on a football team? A, 12, B, 11, C, 20.
I think the answer is B.
I think it's 11.
It is A, 12.
The correct answer is B, 11.
Ooh.
Question number 3. Who discovered the America? A, Elizabeth, B, Julio, C, Columbus.
I think the answer is C, Columbus.
Yeah, I think it too.
It is C, Columbus.
The correct answer is C, Columbus.
Ah, yes.
Question number 4. Where does the pizza come from? A, Australia, B, London, C, Naples.
Is the answer B, London?
I think it's Naples.
Is the number C, Napoli?
The correct answer is C, Naples. Question number 5. What is the capital of Northern Ireland? A, Rome, B, Dublin, C, Belfast.
I know this one. It's C, Belfast.
I think it's true.
It is C, Belfast.
The correct answer is C, Belfast. Question number 6. What is the capital of Croatia? A, Athens, B, Zagreb, C, Sofia.
I think it's B, if I'm correct.
I think it's Athens.
It is C, Sofia.
The correct answer is Zagreb. Question number 7. What is the capital of France? A, Paris, B, Mont Blanc, C, Louvre.
I think the answer is the Louvre.
I think it's Paris.
It is A, Paris.
The correct answer is Paris. Question number 8. What is the fastest animal in the world? A, cheetah, B, leopard, C, rabbit.
I think the answer is cheetah.
I think too.
It is A, cheetah.
The correct answer is a cheetah. Question number 9. What is Hermione's patronus in Harry Potter? A, horse, B, otter, C, dog.
I know Harry Potter. So I know that the answer is B, otter.
Yes, it is otter.
It is A, horse.
The correct answer is B, otter. Question number 10. Who are the Croods? A, a family, B, a machine, C, an animal.
This is a really tricky question. Could it be a machine?
No, I think no. I think they're a family. I hope so.
It is A, a family.
The correct answer is a family.
So, Elena, who do you think is the winner?
Chloe.
Yes, good answer. That is the correct answer. It is Chloe. It is always Chloe. Okay, so next, we are going to discuss some recipes. We have eaten some fantastic food in our 2 weeks here at camp. And so three of our campers, Sophia, Carlo, and Anna, are going to tell us a little bit about how to make some delicious food. So, Sophia and Carlo, what are you going to make this week?
300 of biscuits. 18 of 15 of and two eggs.
Method 1. Mix all the ingredients. 2. Mix everything really well with your hands. 3. Roll into a shape like a snake. 4. Put it in the fridge for 15 minutes. 5. Finally cut into biscuits in over at 117 for 15 minutes.
That sounds delicious, Sophia and Carlo. Yes. So we have some questions for Carlo about the biscuits.
Carlo, what's your favorite food?
Biscuits.
Biscuits. And what kind of biscuits do you like? Like chocolate biscuits or plain biscuits? Do you like biscuits with marmalade, with jam? What kind of biscuits?
Biscuit.
Again?
Chocolate biscuits.
Chocolate biscuits. And do you remember what we had, what we ate for snack?
Cake.
Cake. And what was inside the cake? Jam. Good. And do you like the food at camp, Carlo? Do you like the food at camp?
Right.
Yes. And what's your favourite food that we eat at camp? What's your favourite thing that we have at lunchtime?
Rice.
Rice. And what else?
Tomatoes.
Again?
Tomatoes.
Good job, Carlo. Thank you very much.
Very nice. That all sounds delicious, Carlo. So, Anna, you have a typical Italian recipe to share with us today. I'm super excited to hear this because we have had, us camp teachers have had a lot of fun the past 2 weeks discovering new Italian food. So, Anna, can you tell me about how to make some typical Italian food?
Gnocchi for cheese and bacon. Ingredients for 4 persons. 1 kilogram of potato gnocchi. 150 gram of bacon, 100 gram of gorgonzola, 70 gram of grated parmesan cheese, 70 gram of emmental, 70 gram of provolone or mozzarella, salt and egg, black pepper and egg. Method. Put to boil water for the gnocchi in a pan, do cooking the bacon, dish until when golden. Cut the cheese to small pieces and grate the parmesan. To boil water, put in a pan gnocchi, salting and dish. When they come, 10 minutes, the surface. Put in a pan on cheese and bacon before see.
That sounds delicious. Is that your favorite food?
Is gnocchi.
Gnocchi. I must try this at the weekend. At the weekend, I will try gnocchi. So, now Victoria is going to interview Catherine, something we're all very excited to hear.
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Catherine.
Why are you a teacher?
I'm a teacher because I like working with children and I like starting at the beginning and building up and seeing at the end what everyone has learned. It's very rewarding.
How long have you been in Italy?
I have lived in Italy for 2 years now. I arrived 2 years ago. This is my second summer camp.
Do you have a pet?
In Scotland, I have 2 cats. One is orange and his name is Sid, and one is black and his name is Sparky. But in Italy, I don't have any pets.
What's your favourite place to visit in the world?
It's a very difficult question. I visited Boston. I lived in Boston for a little bit and I really liked there. I'd like to go back to America one day.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And we're almost finished for the day. Last, yes, we have Gaia, who wants to tell us all about a fantastic film that we should all watch at the weekend. Of course, this film is in English. Gaia, let's hear.
The film that we will talk about today is a Disney film. The film is Bolt, the Super Dog. The film Bolt is about a dog that thinks that he has superpowers, but in reality he doesn't know that he's doing a film. One day he gets lost. In his adventure he meets two friends, a cat and a hamster. Together they return to the film studio and Bolt sees that they have replaced him. But in the meantime a fire breaks out and his owner is locked inside and she's nearly dead. Bolt ran to her and save her. We recommend it because it is super good, interesting, emotional and educational.
Thank you so much, Gaia. So, you love films a lot. You want to talk? So, Greta, what is the last song we're going to listen to?
Thanks for listening. Specs to you, new we from everyone at English Land.
Thank you so much, Greta. So, for our final song, we hope to have Staring at the Sun by Mika. And if not, we'll have another song. Okay, thank you for listening this week. We'll see you again next week. Bye!
Watch the sunset. Hold it from afar. Close as I get.